You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We're starting a new series. That's why you see this, our great team here, our music team have their costume, and we're having the shirt, okay, being laid down. And big question is, are we there yet? Okay, every year, it is our commitment. It is Victory's commitment that we want to remind and let everybody know, especially our members, to understand the importance of fulfilling the apostolic mandate. All right? For us to zero in the importance of reaching the nations. And before we start, again, it's so important for us to understand that Victory started because of missions. Everybody say missions. Without the heart for missions, I don't think we're all going to be here. You know, it all started back in 1984, okay, the heart of University Belt, where Pastor Stephen, Pastor Rice came in because of the heart to go to missions, at the same time planting and establishing churches. And kaya naman po nandito tayo sa Metro East, okay, because of our desire for missions. And again, we are not just here to focus on the people of Victory Metro East, but God has called us to reach out the lost of Victory Metro East. But again, we're not confined here in just this very place. You put all the people together from Marikina, Antipolo, Pasig, Cainta, Taytay, lahat po dun sa place na tinatawag nating Metro East, there's a total of, I think, almost 7 million. But again, God didn't just call us to stay here. God called us to send out people. God called us to pray for nations. That's why you see those flags there signifying the heart of God, which is the nations. And today, you might be sitting around here, but I want you to understand there is a calling beyond your imagination. And that is to touch the nations, to disciple the nations. And we're going to talk about that today. Can I ask you to stand on your feet as we start with a word of prayer? Let's bow our heads and start with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we submit our lives to you. And even, Lord God, for what's next for all of us. Father, I thank you that there is a divine apostolic mandate that, Lord, you want every person to understand and capture the very urgency of why we need to send out, why we need to pray, why we need to give, why we need to come together, strategize for the sake of world missions and saving the lost world. And so, Father, today we just ask of you that you would anoint the preaching of your word, that you begin to speak personally in every one of us here. I pray, Lord God, that we may be able to understand fully and get out of this place excited that we're all part of world missions here in every nation. Father, we bless this preaching of your word. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seat, please. How many of you remember if you watched the movie Bucket List? How many of you watched that movie Bucket List? Lift up your hands. Well, for the sake of those who didn't watch, well, like I do, all right? All right, I was kind of meditating yesterday. Man, would I watch? Would I get a video of that? But anyway, I asked somebody, okay, download to me what this movie is all about. Well, it talks about if you understand the very lifespan of a person, and probably you know what date you'll end up with. Okay, na may taning ka na sa buhay mo, may sakit ka. You begin to write down things that you want to do in order for you to do it before you leave earth. You begin to write down things that is meaningful, purposeful, that you want to make sure that you're part of something big before you die. You want to do something great. You want to experience something different. And you would come up with different lists and fulfill and accomplish those goals. But at least before you die, na-experience mo yon. Guess what? Jesus has his own bucket list. Before he went to heaven, he had the bucket list, but I want you to understand that his bucket list doesn't comprise of many lists, but there is only one item. There is just one item which I believe we need to get ourselves involved to. We need to understand fully and be part of that. If there's something that is so important, urgent to Jesus before he left earth, then I guess every person who calls himself the church, those people that Jesus has saved. How many of you here would you say that Jesus saved you? That you're a believer. You're a disciple. then every person needs to be part of this. And that's why we're going to zero in, not just on one commission, but five commissions of Jesus. When we say commission, the first thing probably that would come to our minds is the Great Commission. But do you realize that there are a total of five commissions before Jesus left? In fact, when he was resurrected, when he came back to life after 3 days, right there and then, Jesus gave that first commission. And today, I want to throw in that question, are we there yet? But five questions that we're going to answer this based on the commission of Jesus. So it is so important, all right? In fact, these are five different statements, all right? Five different statements that a lot of people have mistakenly understand that yung mga commissions ni Jesus for the four Gospels is just one statement that comprises with different people who mention it. No, no, no. It's five different people with five different places, five different kinds of group, but emphasize on one message. That's Jesus' bucket list. Why would Jesus do that? Why would Jesus live his bucket list as on one item? Why would he do that? Well, first things first, the background of the church or those people who are believers of Jesus have the understanding that in order for people to be saved, kailangan po nilang pumunta sa Jerusalem o pumunta sa Israel. For them to encounter Jesus, for them to discover God, what actually the people needs to do is to go the place where is the sacred holy place, which is Jerusalem, which is Israel. But Jesus didn't say that. Jesus was emphasizing something. That's why it's a progressive statement that Jesus didn't lay down in one statement. There are five different statements that is progressive and yet points out to the very heart of what God wants. Are you ready for this? This answers the question, number one, why? Number two, to whom? Number three, how? Number four, what? And number five, where? Or what's the promise? Are you ready for this? First one, when Jesus was resurrected, the first thing that he mentioned, which we're going to answer the question why, is here's what he said. John 20, verse 21, Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Nung si Lord po, nung si Jesus Christ po ay nabuhay muli, yung unang araw niya, sinabi niya doon sa mga followers niya, sa disciples niya, "The Father has sent me, and it's not done. It's unfinished business of my Father. Now, why don't you understand? As he sent me now, I am sending you." He was basically letting them know, you're not supposed to stay in Israel. Since I was sent, now, this is your time. Now, this is something that you need to understand. There is a right timing, a right place, a right moment that you need to be sent out there. Listen, it's not really about us as a church. It's about those people who need to be encountered by Jesus. And Jesus wants, how many of you that God wants every person to be saved? But let me tell you this. You know, that's one good thing about Christ. Kung salvation lang pinag-usapan, that sana lahat na po na-save na ni Lord. Kaya niya ba yun? Kaya niya. Pero hindi niya ginawa. Bakit? Because he wants the world to know there are people, his disciples, who can do the job and who could finish the unfinished business. And that is the church, you and I, needs to fulfill that unfinished business. As Jesus was being sent out, we're all going to be sent out as well. The only way to get there is to go and tell. Let me say that again. The only way to get there is to go and tell, not to come and see. Not to come and hear our message. Not to come and invite people and say, this is it. No, 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 no. We need to go out there and tell them because Jesus was sent. He did that so that he paid an example to us saying, hey, look, I have 40 days left. I want to make sure you understand this. I want to make sure before I leave, you got this by heart. And you had the power to do that. As my Father sent me, now I'm sending you. The only way to get there is to go and tell. Can you say amen? What about us here in Metro East? Wow, what a nice place. Are we supposed to invite? Hello. Are we supposed to invite people to this place? Yes, of course. But our goal is not to invite. my friends. Our goal is not to bring people here. Yes, we could invite people. Yes, they could be part of the service. If this is your first time, we want to welcome you. You're very much welcome here in this place. But we didn't build this place for the sake of building this place. We build this place because our heart's desire is to go out there, reach them out, and bring them here in our services. Do we understand this? Our goal is not to invite. Our goal is to go out there and bring the lost to encounter Christ. Second commission is the question, to whom? All right, Mark 16, 15 says, basically, here's the target. What's the target? To whom? Here's what Jesus says. Go into all the world. Everybody say all the world. And preach the good news to what? To all creation. So there's a progressive. Number one, Jesus laid down, you got to be sent out there. I'm sending you out there. This time, he was answering the question, to whom? Whom are we going to be sent out for? Jesus says, all creation. What's the target? All creation. What's the target here? The youth of Metro East. What's the target? The youth out there in every part of the world. That's where Jesus wants to send us out. One of the interesting stories that we have in Victory is Pastor Ruel of our Dubai church. He's right now, not that guy, all right? Pastor Ruel is our pastor right now in Dubai, and he started being a pastor of Tarlac. Okay, see, Pastor Ruel po, he's settled in Tarlac, and I remember, you know, being part of the outreach team. We were just students. We sent, you know, a team from U-Belt was sent out to start a church. We were all part of that. And tandaan ko po na we had a Victory pastor's retreat. And before that, you know, the apostolic team were praying for three people. And all of a sudden, when Pastor Ruel attended that pastor's retreat, he was praying that night, and all of a sudden, the Lord wake him up and impressed the word Dubai. In his own mind, he doesn't know what Dubai is. Dubai is somewhere in the Middle East or somewhere out there. But there was a strong impression about the word Dubai. And then he woke up his wife and said, why do we pray about Dubai? So they started praying. And then that afternoon, there was a set meeting with the apostolic team, Pastor Steve, Joey Bonifacio, you know, and Manny Carlos, Pastor Rice Brooks. And he said to them, guys, listen, before we meet, I'd like to say, this morning, there was a strong impression, and I believe it's from God. My wife and I prayed about it, and something like Dubai, that I believe the Lord wants to send out. The apostolic team was so stunned, they were shocked. Because that's exactly why the meeting will be held for him. It's simply because they want to express if he'll be open to go to Dubai. The fact of the matter was, the apostolic team was praying for him and say, Lord, I pray that you would speak to him about Dubai. Lord, maybe he's the man. And they were offering him to cover our church there, 30 people. Guess what? He said yes. When he sent out there from that 30 people, it turned out to be today, there's 1,200 people in that very church of Dubai. 5 weekend services. Think about that. Representing 20 different nations. Why is that? Because one person obeyed the call of God to go to the nations, pastoring a church, discipling them, because Jesus says, all creation of the world. No idea what Dubai is, but he was sent out there. Can you say amen? Amen. To whom? All creation. Number three, what about the question why? The question how pala. And this is the strategy. This is our strategy right from the very start. Matthew 28. Here's what Jesus says. He said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Why are you being sent out there? I'm sending you. Who in particular? All creation. Then what's the strategy? What are we going to do there? Simply, make disciples. Everybody say, make disciples. Talking about make disciples is, God didn't just call us to preach the gospel. Hindi lang po ito preach ng preach salvation, or else if that's the case, then di mamigay na lang po tayo ng tracts. Magsuot na lang tayo ng karatula, repent, Jesus will come. Alright, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Okay, repent tomorrow, there'll be the last day, alright? It's the end of the world. Kung ganun pala, di mamigay na lang tayo ng tracts, magsisigaw na lang po tayo dyan, di ba? Bakit kailangan natin pumunta sa nations? Kasi ito po yung sinasabi ni Jesus eh. Make disciples, and discipleship or make disciples, part of that, the very focal point, the first part is just to engage and share the gospel. Now, when you share the gospel, it doesn't mean that they're disciples yet. When you share the gospel and the person accepted Christ, it doesn't mean that the person is a disciple yet. That's why we came up our own discipleship process that they could go on to, so that the first is to receive Christ, to know Christ, to encounter Christ. Great. But there's more of the things that Jesus wants us to experience. We got to grow in faith. We got to grow in prayer. We got to know His very heart. It's like it's a new friend that you meet today and you're trying to know, and there's so many things that you begin to see, ito pala siya, ganito pala. And you know, there's so many things that Jesus wants to let you know about Him. And the things that He has for you, the hope, the future, your future mate, single people. How many single people do we have in the house? Lift up your hands. Let me tell you, God knows exactly who the person is. But listen, God did say, you got to make disciples. Guys, the goal is this. God commanded us to go and make disciples. That is the strategy. That's why here in Victory, we honor God and make disciples. All right? The fourth question is, All right? The question is what? What is the message? When we go out there, then what is the message? Here's the message. The message is found in the book of Luke 24. Jesus says, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations. Everybody say all nations. But what's the message here? The message is what? Repentance and forgiveness of sins. It is so important that we have a message. In fact, our mission is to reach every people in every nation. But we got to understand, ano ba yung message natin? People to understand what forgiveness is. And that's why they are religious. Everybody say religious. You know the reason why that people has to suffer in order for them to pay for their own sins? Listen, Jesus has done it all once for all for people to experience what forgiveness is all about. That's why salvation is free. People need to understand. The last question is, where? All right, the first question is why? All right, because Jesus was sent out, so He's sending you out. He's sending us out. All right, and that's why we say the only way to get there is to go and tell. Second, to whom? The target, all creation. All right, how? The strategy, it is to make disciples. Number four, what? What is the message? Forgiveness of sins and repentance. And last but not the least, the question is, where? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it's not just a question where, but the promise as well. What's the promise of Jesus? What's the scope? Here's what He said. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be My witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You know, a lot of people, I guess the disciples during that time, were thinking, Lord, imposible yata. Parang you will just send out there. Tapos ganun lang, we preach lang kami. I'm going to talk to people. And what if they're going to kill us? What if this thing happened? I'm sure there's so many things that would run around their minds about going to different places. Because their understanding was, this is salvation, Jerusalem. But Jesus was telling you got to go out. But Jesus gave a promise. He said, you will receive power. There is power that Jesus has promised in every believer. Every person who's saved, there is power in every person that God will send out for, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's what He said, as you receive the power of God, then you'll be My witness. Jerusalem, and all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. A lot of people would think, kailangan muna Jerusalem. Kailangan muna Metro East. Tapos punta tayo sa Manila, punta tayo in Laguna, punta tayo dyan banda sa may Antipolo. Kailangan muna Metro East, tapos dun muna. And then after may progression, punta tayong Quezon, Pilipinas muna, tapos Asia. No, no, no. It is simultaneous. When Jesus was saying, you receive power, be My witness, He was saying, in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth, He was saying, hey, you guys, let's do it together at the same time. Some of you will go to Samaria. Some of you will go to Jerusalem. That's great. But there's also what you call Judea and to the ends of the earth. Wherever, some pinakadulo-dulo. The ends of the earth. That's basically what Jesus really wants. Folks, listen. the very heart of Jesus, why this church was established, why you got rich. Because Jesus' priority was missions, and it will always remain the same, that we will be sent out with power and we will go to the ends of the earth. Can you say amen? Amen. Again, the only way to get there is to go and tell. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. As I end this message, here's what the Bible says. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. It emphasized the word death. He suffered death. Might taste death for everyone. You know what? Listen. The world is so big. It's so huge. That God, who's called Jesus, is a very personal God. That when he relates to us, he relates to us individually, personally. And yet, he's telling us right now, he's telling us today, the only way to get there is to go and tell. I hope you understand the magnitude of us being forgiven. I hope you understand the magnitude of us being set free and experience life and eternal life. But it doesn't end up right here. Jesus is something personal that he wants you to take it personally, because he did take this personally. And he's telling you right now, the ball is in your hands. The ball is in your hands. It's either you'll be sent out, you'll be praying for one of these nations. You can give if you can go. You can come together, strategize, be equipped for the sake of going to the ends of the earth.